Nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. The first reading today, St. Peter, tells us that we are to crave, like newborn babies, spiritual milk so that we will grow unto salvation. We can really ask ourselves, do we have that kind of a desire for the things of the spiritual life? There are lots of us who crave all kinds of other things. Consider these days just the various electronics that people have. They seem not to be able to get away from them. Spend hours and hours and hours looking at that stupid phone as though there's really something important on there. Oh, I mean, there are memes I can't live without. Really, we've lived without them all these years, and now we can't. We've got to see these videos. They're just so amazing. Really. If you didn't know that it was there, do you think your life would be any less? Probably not. But we have these strong urges and desires for all these things of the senses. Whatever it may be, you can fill in the blank because there are all kinds of them. Do we have that kind of thing, that sort of desire for the things of the soul, for the things of the spirit? The body is going to be laid in the grave one day. Your soul is going to live forever. Yes, Brother Donkey is going to rise from the dead and will be reunited with your soul. But your body is secondary. It's an integral part of who you are, but it's the lesser part of who you are. Your soul is where your personality resides. Your soul is where the mind and the will reside. Your soul is that which receives the life of God. And that's what we should really be focused on. And what the devil has succeeded very well in doing is just getting us to focus on the body, not on the soul. Now, St. Peter also lays out for us what we can indeed do with the body. He says we can offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God. In every one of our lives, there are sufferings, and we can offer those to God. All of our worries, all of our fears, all of our problems, all of our pains, all of whatever it is, we can offer those in union with the Lord. All those things that he himself experienced as he was going through his passion. And we are given a privilege of being part of that. That's why St. Peter reminds us that we are a spiritual priesthood, a royal priesthood. We are kings and queens in Christ. We are priests in Christ. We tend to forget that. The devil wants us to think that we are worthless trash. Scripture tells us exactly the opposite. But it continues, as I keep harping on, I do not understand and I never will understand why we are so quick to believe the devil's lies and we are so slow to believe God's truth. The devil tells you that you're a piece of trash. And we go, I'm worthless garbage. God says, you are made in my image and likeness. You are my son or daughter. I have changed you. I have brought you out of the kingdom of darkness and brought you into the kingdom of light. I've made you a royal priesthood. I've made you into this spiritual house being built up. No, that can't be true because I'm worthless trash. Tell the devil to hit the road. You can tell him a little more than that if you want. Tell him to get lost and believe what God has told you. But you see, if we believe what God has said, that means we're going to have to change our lives. That means we're going to actually have to live in a different way than what our society is accustomed to living. Maybe that's the real problem. We know how to be worthless trash. We don't know how to be children of God. We know how to look down on ourselves, but we don't know how to uphold our dignity. Do we really understand what St. Peter is telling us? The dignity that is ours. And that's what this whole reading today is all about. It's to show us who we are and therefore how to act. But do we really accept that? Do we really believe that? And are we willing to live that? Is really what it comes down to. That's a massive challenge for every last one of us. But if we're going to say that we believe, what is it that we believe? We're going to say that we believe in Jesus. He is the Son of God. He is the Savior of this world, the Redeemer of our souls. But if you're going to believe in Jesus and that's what you're going to say, is that just about somebody who lived 2,000 years ago and you can just believe at an arm's distance? Because you are a member of Jesus Christ. You've been baptized into Jesus. You can't keep it at an arm's distance, because if you're going to say, I believe in him, then you have to say, I believe in me as a member of him. I have to understand who he is so I can know who I am, because I'm baptized into him. He is the king. He is the priest. He is the Son of God. You are a king or a queen in Christ. You are a priest in Christ. You are a son or a daughter of God in Christ. If you're going to say, I believe in Jesus, then you need to say, then therefore I believe everything that Jesus teaches. And we have made a very convenient way of saying, yep, I believe in him, but I don't believe in what follows from that. Then we don't believe in him. Because if we don't believe the fullness of the truth, who is Jesus Christ, then we can't believe in the real Jesus. So we've got all these fake Jesus ideas. We've got the warm and fuzzy Jesus. We've got the my little buddy Jesus. We've got the cutesy Jesus. We've got the really mean, harsh, nasty Jesus. You can put whatever. How about the real one? It's about time that we accept the truth and quit trying to make up something else. Because if we're going to reject the truth of who we are, then we're rejecting the truth of who he is. And if we reject the truth of who he is, then we're not saved. Then we have no hope. So when St. Paul would say, if Jesus isn't risen from the dead, then we're the most miserable of all people, because that's where our hope lies. But because we're baptized into Christ, into his death and into his resurrection, into the fullness of his person, made members of the covenant who is the person of Jesus Christ, what you're going to say about him is going to impact what you believe about yourself. So you need to really think seriously about that. Don't keep Jesus at an arm's distance, because you're baptized into him. He dwells in you if you're in the state of grace. You can't keep him at an arm's distance. So something to really pray about, really think about, and really work on applying it to our own self. Who do you say that Jesus is? That was the question that he asked his apostles. That's the question he's asking you today. Because your answer to that question is then going to answer the next one. And who do you say that you are? Because if Jesus is who he really is, then you can't be any different. Jesus is wonderful, but I'm not. Jesus is the Son of God, but I'm not. Obviously not in the same sense as him, but baptized into him. So you see, everything you say about him, you have to be able to apply to yourself. And if you refuse to accept the truth about yourself, then you're truly refusing to accept the truth about him. And if we can understand the truth about ourselves, and we can actually accept that and believe it, then all of a sudden, all the things the world has to offer will mean as little to us as it meant to our blessed Lord when he was alive on this world. But what is going to matter is the spiritual, because that defines us, because that's who we are, built up into a spiritual priesthood, a spiritual people. That's who we are. And so if we're offering spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God, if we're being built up into this spiritual edifice, which is the temple of God, which we are, if we are being a royal priesthood, which we are, then all of this, if we're going to be able to understand it and live it, we have to apply it. We've all heard it hundreds and hundreds of times, and it very easily seems to go in one ear and out the other. It needs to get to the heart. It needs to define who we are. We can't keep these things at an arm's distance, because who Jesus is going to define who you are. So ponder that, because we're usually pretty good about who Jesus is. We're pretty off on who we are. That is the real dignity that is ours. Doesn't mean we're wonderful and aren't we just the greatest thing and isn't God lucky that he made us because there's no one more cool than me. No, that's not what it means at all. But it tells us our dignity. It tells us who we are in the Lord and therefore how we are to live our lives in the Lord. And that's why St. Peter is so clear about that point. I mean, he says, crave the spiritual things the way that a baby craves milk. Ask yourself honestly, how serious am I about the spiritual life? Do I really desire that union with the Lord? Am I really craving to be able to know him more? Or am I just content to go along and not really try to grow and not really try to develop? That's what we have to be about. Look at the priorities in our lives. Because if you're defined by who you are as a member of Jesus Christ, then what is spiritual is what has to be the priority. It's exactly the opposite of what our society tells us. We've got it all upside down and backwards. It's time to get it right. Put your soul first. But the only way to do that is to know who you are in Jesus Christ.